First, it was Greece. Now, it's Ireland. And Spain worries it'll be next to need a bailout. The economy's at a standstill there. Unemployment's at 20%, and more are losing their jobs. That's all coincided with a rise in one profession, prostitution. Spain has legal brothels, and they seem to be doing pretty well right now, especially a new one along the French border that claims to be the largest in Europe. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from La Jonquera.
La Jonquera is your last stop in Spain as you head up the Mediterranean coast into France. Hundreds of truckers stop here for customs inspections or to eat, or for a quick duck into the brothels. There are about a dozen legal brothels in La Jonquera. The one getting all the attention these days is Paradise, because it's huge. The biggest in Europe, claims its owner. Inside, the cavernous main salon is dark with red flashing lights. There's a long, curving bar and about 150 nearly naked women awaiting clients. Manager Matias Cabras says during this first month of business, they haven't had to wait long.
Las chicas están muy contentas porque la cantidad de clientes que entran en esta casa es impresionante.
Our girls are happy, he says, because the number of clients has just been amazing, beyond our expectations. We're seeing up to 2,000 clients a night. It's just fantastic. According to Cabras, Paradise's success means everyone in La Jonquera wins. The club charges the sex workers about $95 a day for room and board. The women get to keep the rest of their earnings. And Cabras says the wealth spreads around town.
Digamos que aparte haber dado trabajo a 36 familias.
He says we've given jobs to 36 full-time employees, not to mention the 150 sex workers. They spend money at the beauty parlor, at the tobacco stands, at the supermarkets. We've given work to the people and to local businesses. That's a matter of debate in La Jonquera. The brothels are all on the outskirts of town. In the medieval village itself, business owners deny that Paradise has improved their profits. At this local fish restaurant, the owner, who wouldn't give her name, says the only thing Paradise has done is sully the good town's reputation. It's a shame that La Jonquera is only known for its brothels and prostitutes, she says, because if you get to know the town, you realize that we have beautiful parks. There are things to see here, she says, and Paradise was the last nail in our coffin. La Jonquera's politicians feel the same way. Mayor Jordi Cabezas fought for years to keep Paradise from opening. Just before the club did open, Cabezas told Catalan TV that a mega brothel would only draw more street prostitutes to this rural area. He says in La Jonquera and in the entire county, there are already prostitutes all over the place. We have more than a dozen brothels, and they were supposed to bring streetwalkers off the streets, but they've had the opposite effect. The local debate over brothels in Spain stirs up passions similar to the one in the U.S. over the pros and cons of casinos. But most people here agree on the need for a national law to control legal indoor prostitution and its illegal street corner cousin. One question remains, though, during this economic crisis: who has the spare cash to spend on the world's oldest profession? We're talking around $80 for a half hour. Well, most of that cash, says manager Cabras, isn't Spanish, it's French.
He
says France isn't experiencing the same level of crisis as Spain. For the French, the prices we have are low compared to what they might pay at home. Actually, he says, they don't even have places like this at home. So all of southwest France is pouring across the border to try us out, and they keep coming back. You see them every weekend. Paradise is a real spectacle. Just what the residents of La Jonquera were hoping to avoid. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, La Jonquera, Spain.